The need for affordable health care in rural Wisconsin is starkly apparent at a nondescript building on Dodgeville's main drag. Doors are open at the Community Connections Free Clinic. The doctor hasn't arrived, but already patients from around Iowa County are lining up.
Number five, please.
It's first come, first serve. There are no appointments, and no guarantee the doctor will get to everyone who comes through the door. Patients of all ages wait to be seen. 56-year-old Sandra Denman can't get Medicare yet. Next to her is a young woman who's no longer on her parents' insurance. The Centers for Disease Control estimates 30% of young adults between 18 and 24 have no health insurance. 18-year-old Pam Hogan of Hollandale is one of them. She needs expensive medication for seizures.
I go to school at Southwest Tech, and I only work like once a week, if that. So I only make like $300 a week, and my medicines cost me at least $350.
The clinic depends heavily on discounts and donations. Drug makers and local pharmacies provide a small stock of common medications, and limited testing can be done at a nearby hospital. Clinic director Dr. Aaron Dunn sees patients in the evening after already working a full day at a private clinic.
And I'm not the only one. We have up to 8 providers that volunteer their time and come here once or twice a month, and only one of our physicians is retired, so it's a lot of dedication.
Community support means a lot to Shorty Denman. He knows what it's like to go without the basics. He once lived in his car for 6 months, and his health care has been sporadic, partly because he felt ill at ease in big urban health facilities.
I feel more comfortable in this whole area. Everybody you talk to in this area, you feel like they're human and you're human.
The Wisconsin Department of Health and Family Services estimates 7% of residents in Iowa County do not have health insurance, and 18% have not seen a dentist in the past year. The situation mirrors problems for those in Madison. Traffic zips by one of the city's federally funded health clinics on East Washington Avenue. People from many different walks of life wait inside.
Uh-huh.
20 years ago, Access Community Health Centers used to see many patients from Southeast Asia. CEO Barbara Snell says now the new immigration wave is Hispanic. The community health centers provide mental and dental services in addition to general health care. Snell says combining mental and physical services under one roof makes sense.
Oftentimes there's a stigma that may be attached, so people are more comfortable going talking to their family physician than they are a mental health counselor. It may be easier to tell your boss you have a doctor's appointment than a therapist's appointment.
Snell says the need for free or reduced health care exceeds resources available. That's especially true in Milwaukee, where the Wisconsin Hospital Association estimates half of all emergency room visits are not true emergencies, rather preventive care. The association's Bill Bazan says it's not only the poor seeking help in the ER. He says people with adequate insurance come to the emergency room when they don't want to schedule a clinic visit for which they'd have to wait. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.